Welcome to Board Game Top Tens, episode 964, for Saturday, September 21st, 2024. This is the BGG Page Views Edition. Climbing from number 31 last week up to number 20, Heroes of Might and Magic 3, The Board Game, by Kamil Bielkowski and Jakub S. Olechek, published by Archon Studio with 15,179 views. That's a gain of 4,161, or 38% from last week, and is 820 more than last week's number 20. Sliding two more down to number 19, Heat, by Asger Harding Granerud and Daniel Skjold Pedersen, published by Days of Wonder, with 15,397. 218 more than Might and Magic, a gain of 4%, but down two positions. Down five positions to number 18, Brass, Birmingham, by Matt Tolman, Martin Wallace, and Gavin Brown, published by Roxley Games with 16,076. About 700 more than Heat, a decline of just 60 views, 0.4%, but it sheds five positions. Also tumbling five, down to number 17, where it was 3 weeks ago, Terraforming Mars, by Jacob Frixelius, published by Stronghold Games with 16,996. 920 more than Brass, a decline of 6%. Ending a three-week run back in the top 10 and falling from 7 to 16, Harmonies, by Johan Benvenuto, published by Libelude, with 17,299 views, 303 more than Terraforming Mars, and a decline of 18%. Stepping back just one position, from 14 to 15, Black Forest, by Uwe Rosenberg and Tito Lorenz, published by Capstone Games, with 17,752, about 450 more than Harmonies, and a gain of 13%. That's 2,000 views more than it had last week, and yet it still loses a spot. Entering at number 14, Barrage, The Legendary Box, by Tommaso Battista and Simone Luciani, published by Cranio Creations, with 17,957, 205 more than Black Forest. Re-entering at number 13, Speakeasy, by Vitalis Cerda, published by Eagle Griffin Games, with 18,048, 91 more than Barrage, a gain of 83%. Falling from 8 to 12, Undaunted 2200, Callisto, by David Thompson and Trevor Benjamin, published by Osprey Games with 18,885. About 800 more than Speakeasy, a decline of 10%. Falling out of the top 10 also after just 1 week, from 5 to 11, Castle Builder, by Daniel Frixelius, published by Frix Games, with 19,064, just under 200 more than Undaunted, a decline of 22%. We have seven new entries in the top 10. That is still an unusual number. Again, eight is the record, which we had back in April. We had seven back in June. But otherwise, the only times we've had seven new entries is just a handful of times back in 2015. Falling out are from 5 to 11, Castle Builder, from 8 to 12, Undaunted 2200, Callisto, from 7 to 16, Harmonies, from 2 to 22, Cyberpunk 2077, The Board Game, from 6 to 35, Raw, from 9 to 78, Saltfjord, and from 4 out of the top 100, Golden Cup. One of the three games that stays in the top 10 from last week, repeats at number 10, Ark Nova, by Matthias Vigge, published by Capstone Games, with 19,080, just 16 more than Castle Builder, so it only barely held on. That's a gain of 37 views, or 0.2%. So, I guess, you know, it's interesting. I say that, I guess, a lot of times. Maybe you don't think it's interesting. Here is something I'm going to observe. The difference between the number 20 games from this week to last week is 800 more this week. The difference in number 10, Ark Nova held down both, is a difference of only 37 more this week. So a little, very similar up here close to number 10, a little bit of a gap down at number 20. And yet there's been quite some variety in the middle portions of the 11 to 20 range, like where Black Forest gained 2,000 views and still lost a position. That's often an indication that either the 10 or the 20 game is way higher than last week. But here it was just that the number 15 game was way higher this week. Number 9, Defenders of the Wild by T.L. Simons and Henry Audubon, published by Outlandish Games, with 19,744, about 650 more than Ark Nova. This is the third appearance in the top 10 for Defenders of the Wild. It returns after 9 weeks away. It is a tactical, it says, well, the quote here, tactical area control meets fantasy adventure in this card-driven cooperative game of animals against machines, unquote. Number 8, March of the Ants, Evolved Edition, by Tim Eisner and Ryan Swisher, published by Weird City Games, with 20,136, about 400 more than Defenders of the Wild. This debut is a reimplementation of March of the Ants, released in 2015, and ranked outside the top 2,000 on Board Game Geek. It's never been in the top 10 here on this list. It was a 4X civilization game with ants. The Kickstarter for this Evolved Edition, which I guess is probably something like a 10th anniversary edition, has $200,000 pledged so far. Number 7, SETI, by Tomas Holick, published by Czech Games Edition with 20,793, about 650 more than March of the Ants. This is the second appearance for SETI in the top 10. Its only previous appearance was 24 weeks ago, almost 6 months ago. The subtitle of SETI is Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence, which isn't a subtitle so much as it is explaining what SETI stands for. It's a Euro game involving exploration of planets and upgrading equipment on Earth. There are over 200 cards. Number 6, Minos, by Stan Kordonski, published by Board and Dice, with 21,512, about 700 more than SETI, and nearly double what it had last week at number 28, a 22-position climb as it debuts within the top 10. Its previous peak, a few weeks ago, was number 18. The subtitle of Minos is Dawn of the Bronze Age, and its setting is in ancient Crete. It's a civilization game that has dice drafting and other civilization game type stuff. Number 5, Puerto Rico, by Andreas Seafarth, published by Rio Grande Games, with 23,318, about 1,800 more than Minos. This is a debut in the hotness on the top 10. So it's times like this where even though this list goes back 12 years almost, sometimes that isn't enough. Because of course, Puerto Rico would have been on this list for dozens and dozens, maybe hundreds of weeks back in, you know, going back 20 years ago. But this is the first time it's appeared since 2012. Number 4, Beyond the Horizon, by Adam Hill, Matt Riddle, Ben Pinchback, and Dennis K. Chan, published by Cranio Creations, with 30,399, 7,000 more than Puerto Rico, and more than triple what it had last week at number 37, a 33-position climb. This is a reimplementation of Beyond the Sun, released in 2020, currently ranked number 88, a civilization game that's best known for its tech tree. The setting of this game, Beyond the Horizon, is more mundane in the sense that it's planet-bound. It's also the subject of a Board Game Geek contest. Number 3, Puerto Rico, 1897, The Special Edition, by Andrea C. Farth, published by Ravensburger and Awaken Realms, with 33,083, about 2,700 more than Beyond the Horizon. This is our highest new entry and yet another debut. That's five debuts. It's a deluxified version of Puerto Rico, which, of course, we heard from back at number five. That really, by the way, was released in 2002 and currently ranked number 45 on BoardGameGeek. This special edition on GameFound currently has over $2.5 million pledged. Number two, Arcs by Cole Wirley, published by Leader Games, with 34,830, 1,700 more than Puerto Rico special edition. A decline of 8.5%, and yet it climbs back up one position and spends its fourth week in the last six in the runner-up slot. Number one, Andromeda's Edge by Luke and Maximus Lorry, published by Cardboard Alchemy, with 69,012, almost double what ARCS had, 34,182 more than ARCS. It's a 14% gain over what it had last week, as it repeats at number one, spending its second week at the top, and also gets it able to crack into the top 100 on the most views in a week ever, coming in at number 89. For Saturday, September 21st, 2024.